That was Don Golden off of our WJRH's very own Robo DJ, and I'm Jordan Brosmer, and this is WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. I'm Jordan, this is Chase, you're listening to Jordan and the Funky Bunch. We've got another bunch of fun coming at ya. I made a short playlist this week. I still need to pull it up because I just got in the studio and these people always go late. They're a bunch of punks. But we got a great show this week. It's a little short, but Chase will tell me songs because she has so much knowledge of music.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, I'm going to get right into it. Right into a classic recommended by my father because my dog's name is Lola and we've got four-legged friends listening right now. Probably only two four-legged friends, but Fenway and Lola, this one's for you. It's called Lola. It's by the Kinks. Hope you enjoy.
Champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello. Thank you.
That was Lola by the Kinks, a remastered version from 2014. It's just a classic. Everyone knows about Lola, and that's just what I thought about my dog. Everyone knows about her for some reason. So I learned that I called out that only 2 four-legged friends were listening, but there's actually 5 four-legged friends listening. Very surprising. Possibly more. Maybe I'll get pictures, but there are currently 2 pugs and 3 golden retrievers listening to this radio show for some reason. But if you're tuned in, I'm glad you're listening. If you know who I am, I love you, Tate. And Mosley, Eddie, you're okay. But I'm just kidding. I love them all, and I love my dogs, Lola and Fenway. But we're going to move on to another slower song. It's called Soul Child by Zach Abel, recommended to me by my friend Nick from home. Maybe he's not listening. Maybe he is. I hope he enjoys Soul Child.
Ooh, what a miracle. Smiling up in my face. To my way, yeah, 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 yeah. You showed me a way out as we lay down, and all I wanna do is give you my everything, give everything to you. 'Cause you are the rise and fall, when you raise like call, I promise you I'll be the man you need in me. Treat me like a playground. Shower me in your love. Tease me till I know how. You show me a way out as we lay down, and all I wanna do is give you my everything, give everything to you. 'Cause you are the right. When you raise like corn, I promise you I'll be the man you need in me. 'Cause all I wanna do
That was Soulchild by Zach Abel, recommended to me by my friend Nick. I've never heard of Zach Abel before. I don't think anyone has, to be honest. But it's a good song, a nice little vibe for tonight. Mix it into the newer music. I like to throw in some oldies and some new ones, because that's just the way things go. Everyone who listens recommends old music, and then I play the new music. So that's actually what actually happens. So it's cool. But now I'm gonna play more new music. It's from Rex Orange County's album Pony. It's called It Gets Better. A bit of a faster track from this album, but nonetheless, still great. And it's inspirational, because after this day, hopefully it gets better.
Looking back, I guess that ignorance was a breeze. I thought I knew everything, but I was naive. Didn't understand until the age of 18. Yeah, even then I was blind. 2012, I remember being in need. True, 2015, you were falling for me. You sent through a love letter for me to read, and it's engraved in my mind. She changed the world, I know, and it's better for it. 4 years later, and look where we really are. Look how far we've come. Look at us now. Oh, we're flying. I finally know I'm here for a reason. Thank you for waiting on me. I'm dying to see her. She's my favorite of the season. Thank you for everything.
That was It Gets Better by Rex Orange County off of his new Pony album. Chase says that's one of her favorites. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. I picked it myself, but Chase said it was one of her favorites, so that's great. But yeah, I mean, I didn't explain why I said that, but people are in the studio, and his name is Calvin, and I'm tired of him. So I'm going to turn up the volume so I can't hear him anymore. But yeah, today was a pretty rough day. I went to bed at 4:30, had an exam at 9. It was fun, real fun. And then I had three hours of lab, and I was in lab till 6. But yeah, it gets better. Keep that in mind. If I can be hopeful about it, and I'm never hopeful about anything, you can be hopeful about it. Right, guys? That's cool. But I'm going to throw it back again. I think this song's from like 2012 or something. I don't know. I don't keep track. 2013. I was close. But this one is called One Way Trigger by The Strokes. It's going to be upbeat. It's going to be exciting. So get ready, guys. Here it comes. One Way Trigger. That was One Way Trigger by The Strokes from their Come Down Machine 2013 album. I don't really know what to say about that. I've kind of lost the will to say anything because they're just like everything I say, I feel like it's just embarrassing. So, I mean, I could talk about some stuff. What, Chase, do I have anything to talk about? You're like my secretary now at this point.
anything exciting?
No. It's Tuesday night. At Lafayette College, I promise you, there's nothing exciting going. Actually, wait, there's something's going on with soccer, but I don't. Do you know what game they're playing?
It's their. It's a big deal.
All right, no, the soccer's playing a big deal game. Chase is useless right now with the information. That's okay. They are. They're at Loyola right now. Apparently there's a rager going on after who's down to come. But yeah, I'm going to play another song after this. All right, I'm going to play a song by Hippocampus because I was just suggested to play it, and I don't want to play the song that's next right now because it's too slow. Yeah, and I went to a concert by them for them last week. It was great. I think I've played a Hippocampus song like the last 5 weeks, so I wasn't going to play another one. But at this point, why not? This one is called Tuesday by Hippocampus because it's Tuesday. Cool. Listeners, I'm tired of this. I've never wanted to do this, but Chase was complaining, and she's been complaining the entire show. She's like, Jordan, it's so hot in here. Jordan, why are you doing this? Jordan, this show stinks. And I can't believe she's saying this. So instead of doing this stupid playlist that I've made, I'm just gonna play songs with the words Tuesday in them, and then Chase and I are gonna talk about it. And the first one we're gonna play is Tuesday's Gone by Lynyrd Skynyrd, and then we're gonna talk about it.
Thank you.
That was Tuesday's Gone by Lynyrd Skynyrd, a song that I've heard before, but I don't know if I've listened to all 7.5 minutes of it, but yeah, it was a good track. Lots of guitar breaks, lots of instrumental breaks, very fun. I didn't listen to any of the lyrics, I was busy doing crosswords. Chase, what did you think?
I thought it was good. Yeah, a little long. Also busy with the crossword.
Yeah,
it was good.
Good. Do you think we could get any help on our crossword, rhododendron? What is the question?
The question is... No, I can't pronounce the word.
The question is, like a... Oh, a brobdingnagian. I get it. Four down.
Last letters are...
G-E. Like a brobdingnagian. I can't pronounce it. But you figure it out. I have faith in you guys. But the next song I'm going to play... is called Tuesday Afternoon by the Moody Blues. I just had to look through my list of Tuesday songs. But yeah, Tuesday Afternoon by the Moody Blues. A classic, I guess. But from the 60s, maybe? We'll see. Hope you guys enjoy Tuesday Afternoon.
Just beginning to see.
That was Tuesday by the Moody Blues. A nice little track. Chase, what'd you think about it?
I like that one. I liked the bridge in the middle.
Oh,
it's my favorite part.
Okay. Chase. Chase didn't know what the bridge was, so.
I just forgot the word.
Uh-huh. You're right. I forgot too. But apparently, that album, apparently, which came from, is called Gold, and apparently the whole album is a Tuesday, and I don't know what that means. So, thank you for the Moody Blues, who I was confirmed they were 60s, which means my dad probably loved that song. Not sure. I didn't get the appeal, really. It was a little slow for my taste, but enjoyable. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. And the next song we're playing is by the Rolling Stones. Another album, or another song with a Tuesday in its name. And this one's called Ruby Tuesday. Chase, do you like Ruby Tuesdays? You ever been?
I've never been.
Well, I'd never been either. I was really hoping you had.
I'm sorry. Sounds good.
We have, no, it doesn't. No, Ruby Tuesdays does not sound good.
Sounds like a TGI Fridays.
Maybe I have been to a Ruby Tuesday. Oh, I definitely have been to a Ruby Tuesday. It's okay.
The logo.
They're okay.
Okay.
Nothing special about a Ruby Tuesday. Oh. When I saw it, I thought Arby's immediately, but
yeah.
I don't want to go to Arby's.
No.
Chase
probably not. I agree.
But now we're gonna get into Ruby Tuesday by the Rolling Stones.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. Life unkind.
That was Ruby Tuesdays by the Rolling Stones. Apparently, I just got confirmation from my father, but I have been to a Ruby Tuesday before. It's in the mall in Eatontown. It was okay. I think I remember enjoying the food. Actually, I do remember going there because my dad was there, and he got a steak and broccoli, and I got pasta. I don't know why that came from you just now, but I have a weird memory. But Chase knew that song. She was singing it. She loved it.
Best one yet.
What did you like about it?
That I knew it.
Okay, nice. Who did your dad show you that song?
I'm sure he did. Yes.
Okay, that's cool. That's fun. Thanks. So what now? I'm gonna play. I have to find it. There's a lot of Tuesdays in this playlist. Oh, here we go. Tuesday Moon by Neutral Milk Hotel. I keep thinking I don't know any more Tuesday songs, but then I see this one, Tuesday Moon, Neutral Milk Hotel. If you don't know Neutral Milk Hotel, they made this popular song In the Airplane Over the Sea. There's this group of people that like went off the grid, but they were really popular for a while. In 1998, they made this really popular album, and then they just stopped making music, and it's very sad. And they were headed by Jeff Magnum, who's a beast, but now they barely make music anymore. So it's nice to see some representation for Neutral Milk Hotel on this playlist this week. It's called Tuesday Moon. Hope you enjoy.
I dressed up. I was off in a forest somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere. And I was sitting on top of this huge tree. Uh-huh. And I don't know how I got up there. Like, that tree way over there, just a little tiny point. I was just sitting on it, and I was so afraid to move. And I moved, and the tree just bent with me. That was weird.
That's cool.
That was Tuesday Moon by Neutral Milk Hotel. Chase wasn't prepared to make any commentary about this one, but I'm going to throw her right into it. What'd you think of that, Chase?
I think it started off a little sketchy.
Yeah, we were both, mostly me. I was very concerned that it wasn't even a song. I'm not going to lie. I haven't heard this song before, but
it really picked up. I ended up liking it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. You going to add it to your playlist?
No.
Yeah, well, then you didn't like it at all.
Well, the beginning threw it off.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to listen to 10 seconds of a child talking about something. But yeah, that was fun. I think I'm gonna play another song next. It's another Tuesday song. Oh, maybe I should save it for the end. But actually, I don't know what else to play, so I'm going to play this one. It's called See You Next Tuesday by Kesha. I've never heard this one before either, but maybe it'll be decent because it's from when Kesha was like insane, probably on a lot of drugs. So hope you guys enjoy. See you next Tuesday.
Just up and black, I need it so.
That was "See You Next Tuesday" by Kesha. I could have waited for the end, but I really wanted to play Kesha, obviously. But now I'm a little concerned. I can't play that on the radio, considering the letters spell out something so wrong. But yeah, I'm not gonna spell it out because I also think that's not allowed by the FCC. But you guys can figure it out. See you next Tuesday. I can say it again at the end of the show, but I think I have one more song lined up. Chase says she knows this one, so she's gonna have a lot to talk about at the end.
That's not true.
It's called, I can't find it now. It's called "Tuesday's Dead" by Yusuf and Cat Stevens. I've never heard it before because I've never heard of either of these artists, but it's from their Teaser and the Firecat album, and I love that album name, so maybe I'll have to save this song. But this one's called "Tuesday's Dead." As the end of the show, "Tuesday is Dead." Hope you enjoy. That was "Tuesday's Dead" by Yusuf or Cat Stevens from their Teaser and the Firecat album. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. That was a nice little track. Chase, had you heard it before?
I had not heard it before, but I liked it.
Right. You gonna add this one?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. You're definitely
gonna put it in my liked songs.
You're gonna forget about it, I bet.
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay, well, I hope you guys enjoy it. I just want to I actually don't want to remind you, but I need to remind you that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Jordan Brosmer. This was Jordan and the Funky Bunch. Hope you guys enjoyed another edition. We were supposed to have more Funky Bunch members, but they just bailed on us because they're punks and they're mean. So,
yes.
Hope you guys enjoyed this week. Next week, I'm going to get better people because not...
Hey.
Well, sorry, not better people. People that don't ditch me. No flakes. Chase is great. She actually provided input this week for the first time. Very exciting. And we did a crossword during a 7.5 minute song. Yeah, true. Chase needs a lot of practice.
I didn't finish any crosswords.
Yeah, I was just like her when I first started, so... Hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you next Tuesday during Rivalry Week, where obviously we're gonna have beaten Lehigh in the Patriot League Finals soccer. So screw you, Lehigh, and see you later, WJRH.